Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's live stream. So here for the first few minutes, I'm going to wait for everyone to join. Please make sure to say hello in the comments before we begin. So, make sure to post any questions in the comments. If you're on YouTube or on Facebook, go ahead and post it or just say hello. And then we will begin. So today we are going to do a lesson about giving advice and asking for advice. So you might hear some things you already know, and I hope to give you some new terms and new phrases you can use. All right, I see a lot of people streaming in. Hello. Hi. Hi. Thank you for saying hello. Thank you for commenting. Hello. Oh, hi from Mauritania. Very cool. Hello, hello. Hello, Mohammed. Thank you so much for saying hello. Hello, Veronica. Thank you for joining the lesson today. Hi, Hussein. Thank you so much. Hello from Bangladesh. Very cool. Thank you so much. Oh, thanks for my great lesson. Thank you for being a great viewer. Thank you for joining today. Ali, hi. Hi. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started. So I am going to share my screen. And just like each week, today I will give the lesson. At the end of the lesson, I have some questions for you to practice with. Then at the end, we'll share comments, okay? So let me go ahead and share my screen. Hold on just a second. Okay, so you guys should be able to see my screen now. So here we go. Hopefully you can see my PPT and we're all set and ready to go. So again, welcome to the live stream. Today, let's learn how to give advice and ask for advice, okay? So let's get started. The first question that we should ask ourselves is, what is advice? Do you guys know? What is advice? Advice is an opinion that someone gives you about what you should do or how you should act in a situation in life. So advice is something we can give and something we can ask for. So what kind of words can we use to give advice? Well, one tip is right here in our definition. Advice is when someone gives their opinion about what you should do or how you should act. And indeed, this is one of the words we will talk about today. So who do you usually ask for advice? And have you ever given advice in English? So let's start our lesson with giving advice. So how can we give advice in English? There are many ways we can, but today let's talk about four terms we can use to give advice. Today, let's talk about the words could, should, ought to, and had better. So when we look at these words, they are similar, and we can use all of them for giving advice, but some of them are a little weak, and some of them are stronger. So it's what kind of advice we are going to give. So we're going to talk about this. So we're going to start at the bottom with could and go up, up. So let's begin with the word could. Could is something called a modal verb. A modal verb is an auxiliary or helping verb that expresses necessity or possibility. If you guys don't know this word necessity, it is related to the word need. So, or you, if maybe you know the word necessary. So modal verbs in English are words like could, should, may and might, and so on. So one tip about modal verbs is they come before other verbs. So even in our definition of what is advice, we saw it's people giving their opinion about what you should do or how you should act, right? So a modal verb like could or should comes before that other verb, should do, could do, ought to act. And we're going to see that a lot today. So we're starting at the bottom of our line, right? Could is a weak or not strong way to give advice. Often we use could to kind of make a suggestion, to suggest a choice or two or more choices. Oh, well, you could, right? Kind of like maybe, here's a choice that you have. You could do this. So could is really more of a way to offer a suggestion. Let's take a look at some examples. Let's say I'm talking to my friend and she says, I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner. I have all these ingredients, but I don't feel like cooking. I might say, oh, you could have pizza for dinner, right? Offering a suggestion or a choice. You could have pizza for dinner. Next, in this sentence, we see using could to look at two choices. You could wear the black shirt or the blue shirt. Maybe I'm trying to help someone choose an outfit. You could wear that one or that one, but not the other ones, right? Those are your choices. You could wear this or that. So in these first two, we see, right, suggestion, offering choices. Or, again, just a suggestion. Maybe someone is asking you what you think they should do for vacation. You could travel to Japan for vacation. You could. Maybe. Just a suggestion. So with our modal verbs, like could and should, when we use not, it also comes before that second verb, right? So just like we would say, if we look here, could have, could wear, could travel, if we want to add not, it comes right after the word could. For example, let's say my friend is asking for advice what they should do tonight. And they say, oh, I think I'm going to see a movie. I might say, you could not see a movie tonight. You could hang out with me instead. One thing to mention is when we use not like this, this is not a very common use. Usually when we use could, we're using it in the positive form. When we use it in the negative form with not, we often put some word stress on not, right? Because it's a suggestion. So listen to how I say it. You could not see a movie tonight. You could hang out with me instead. So this sentence might be in response to, I think I'm going to go see a movie, but I want to hang out with my friend. So I suggest, you could not see a movie tonight. You could hang out with me instead. One more thing to notice before we go to our next word is that second verb, right? So could have, could wear, could travel. So what do we notice about all of these verbs? And here, down here, see, hang out. What do you guys notice? What is similar? What is the same between all of these words? All of these words are in their infinitive form. So they have not changed. So we don't use has or wears or traveled, right? We're just using that simple present tense. You could have, you could wear, you could travel. And we'll see this with all of our verbs today. Okay, so could is used for very weak, not strong advice. Next, let's take a look at the words should and ought to. As we see here, should and ought to are stronger than could, but weaker than had better. So let's take a closer look at these two terms. Should is also a modal verb, and ought to is a semi-modal verb. And what this means and why it's important is that they also come before the second verbs. Just like we saw could see, could travel, we would say should see, ought to travel. So it works the same way. And should and ought to can be used in the same sentences in the same way, and they have the same meaning. So if I say something like, you should travel to Canada, I could also say you ought to travel to Canada, and those two sentences mean the same thing. These are probably the most commonly used advice words, especially should. If you have been learning English for many years, I am sure you have given advice or made some sentences with you should, or I think you should, right? Probably the one that we think of most commonly. So we're going to look at some examples, but a quick note. Ought to is also very common in English, but it can always with to, even in the negative form. So I would never say something like you ought go. I would say you ought to go. And even in the negative form, you ought not to. So one difference here, right? We'd say could not, should not. But here with ought to, not goes in the middle. You ought not to. So let's take a look at some examples of how we can use should and ought to. Number one, you should come to dinner with me. So simple, right? This is stronger than you could. If I said you could come to dinner with me, it's just a suggestion. You should means I'm telling you that I want you to. I think you should. You ought to go to the beach this summer. So here again, same level of giving advice. One quick tip about saying ought to. Often in English, when we have words like this, sometimes we take two words and put them together. For example, I think in the live stream last week, someone asked about want to being shortened to wanna. So I might say something like, instead of what do you want to do, what do you wanna do? Easier to say, especially when we have the double T. And it's the same with ought to. Often we say something like oughta. You oughta go to the beach this summer. So usually we say it a little quickly like that. Let's take a look at some negative. What should you not do? You shouldn't wear a jacket today. It's too hot, right? Oh, today, so hot. You shouldn't wear a jacket, right? My advice, you really shouldn't. And let's see ought not to. Not as commonly used, but you do hear it. You ought not to have ordered so much food. And again, when we're looking at these sentences, we see first that our modal verbs should and ought to are first, right? They're number one. They come before our second verbs, come, go, wear, and have, and that those second verbs are in just their base form. Okay, so these are the most commonly used advice words. All right, last for giving advice, and then after this we'll talk about asking for advice, is the term had better. this is the strongest way to give advice. And it's almost like you're saying you should do it, right? You need to do it. So very, very strong advice. So had better is used to talk about the present or the future. And one thing to be careful about is the verb form is always had, not have or has. So for every subject, I had better, you had better, she had better, we had better, they had better, and so on. We always use had with this. And one way to make it a little easier is that normally we shorten had to de in informal situations. For example, instead of saying you had better go to sleep, I might say something like you'd better go to sleep. Okay, so let's see a few more examples of how to use had better. And before we do, noting again, it is the strongest way to give advice, which means we might use had better when we're talking about very important situations, safety or your health, right? Go to the doctor. They might say, you'd better. You'd better exercise every day. You'd better take your medicine, right? Important things. It's just kind of a more polite than saying do it, but you'd better is a little more polite. Okay, so let's take a look at how we use had better in these important situation sentences. Number one, you'd better go to the doctor. You're bleeding, right? If I see someone who, oh wow, maybe blood. Oh no, they got a bad cut or they fell. Oh, you'd better go to the doctor, right? Very strong advice. You'd better go. If you don't go, there could be a problem. You'd better go. Number two, he'd better study. He's about to fail. Oh no. So maybe one of my students, ooh, he's very close. Maybe he has his grade is a D in the class. Uh-oh. He'd better study for the test because he's so close to failing. He'd better study. Okay, next, here we have something about safety. We had better put bright lights on our bikes so other drivers can see us, right? We had better do that because it is an important thing for our safety, so we had better. We wouldn't want to use a word like should or could here because it's very important. And the last one, I see a police officer giving out tickets. You'd better pay for parking. So maybe my friend is driving. Oh, I see a police officer. Hey, you'd better pay for parking so you don't get a ticket. And notice with each of these situations, we're giving strong advice. I would not say, hey, you're bleeding. You could go to the doctor. No, no, no. If you have a big problem, you'd better go, right? If we are worried about our safety, we're going on a bike, you could put lights on your bike. No, no, you had better, right? Very strong advice. All right, so those are the main words we use to give advice in English, but let me tell you a few more before we talk about asking for advice. We also give advice using, if I were you, I would. So let's say I have a situation where I'm talking to my friend and they have a lot of homework and I don't know what to do. I might say, if I were you, I would make a plan. So this means if I was in your situation, this is what I would do, right? This is also fairly common. Next, I suggest that you. So a few times in today's live stream, I've used the word suggestion, especially like could, right? We use could to make a suggestion. So we can actually also say, I suggest. So same thing. If I were you, I would make a plan. I suggest that you make a plan. It might be a good idea to. It might be a good idea to make a plan. So if we take a look at these, especially if I were you, I would, and it might be a good idea. This is very polite, very polite. Not very direct, right? You should, you ought to. No, oh, well, if I were you, it might be a good idea. So here, a very soft and polite way to give advice. And next we have questions. Why don't you? Have you considered? One thing with questions is our verb here is going to end in ing. Why don't you why don't you? Oh, nope, my mistake. Only with have you. Why don't you make a plan? Have you considered making a plan? So these are five more ways that we can give advice. All right, whew, time for part two. In part two, let's talk about asking for advice. So now that we know how to give advice, what if I need advice? How can I ask for advice? We can also use our modal verbs, could, should, ought to, had better, to ask for advice. So let's take a look at asking for advice with modal verbs. And then again, I'll show you some different ways too. First, what could I do? So here we're asking for suggestions. What could I do? I have no homework and no plans tonight. What could I do? Right? I'm asking for some advice about some choices. Oh, you could watch a movie, or you could go to the park. You could go for a walk, right? Could. And asking for some choices. What should I do? This is very common and often something we use to ask maybe a friend or family member. Oh, what should I do? I don't know. Please help me. What should I do? Or similarly, what do you think I should do? And finally, what had I better do? What had I better do? Oh, you'd better. Da, da, da. Right? So in these questions, we see some of our modal verbs as questions. What should I do? Probably the most common here. And what do you think I should do? And before we finish, let me give you some extra ways to ask for advice. So remember that sentence, if I were you, I'd. So we could also ask that as a question. What would you do if you were me? Oh, if I were you, I'd do this, right? And same meaning, what would you do if you were in my situation? Or another way to say it, what would you do if you were in my shoes? In my shoes is an idiom in English we use, which means what would you do if you were in my situation? Same meaning. Just like we had the sentence, I suggest that you, we could also ask that as a question. What do you suggest? What do you think? Or can you give me some advice? Or could you give me some advice? So, or we could be specific. Could you give me some advice? Or could you give me some advice about this thing? All right, so here we have some more different ways we can ask for advice. So let's put it together and see how giving and asking for advice would work in an English conversation. All right, number one. I'm feeling really stressed lately. What should I do? You ought to rest. It's important to give yourself time to relax. And here again, remembering, we would really say, you ought to rest. It's important to relax. Number two, hey, Sarah, could you give me some advice? I want a raise, but I'm nervous about asking, right? So maybe my friend asks me, hey, I want to ask my boss for more money, but I'm nervous. So I might say, if I were you, I'd practice the conversation with a friend first. Want to practice with me? So here, right? Very polite. If I were you, this is what I would do. So that's a conditional. So if you guys remember from last week, conditionals, if I were you, I would do this. And last, let's see, had better. Hello, Dr. Park. I've been feeling sick lately. I think I have the flu. What do you suggest? I'd better give you some medicine to take. You should take these pills 3 times a day. So we can also use the subject I with our advice. I'd better do this, or I should do that, right? All right, so now that's the end of the lesson. Let's get some practice in the comments. So first, I want you guys to give me some advice. If I visit your country, what should I do? So for example, I saw in the comments at the beginnings, someone said hello from Bangladesh. Someone said hello from Mauritania. If I visit your country, what should I do there? And try to use some of the words we talked about today. You should, you ought to, I suggest that you. And then next, you can ask me for advice about learning and studying English. So go ahead and type your comments. Try to give me some advice. What should I do if I visit your country? Or ask me for any advice about learning and studying English. Okay, guys, hope you're typing your comments. All right, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. Let's go back. Okay. So that's it for the lesson today about giving and asking for advice. So now let's go ahead. If you guys try to use those in a sentence, this is really helpful. I like your teaching style. Thank you. You should come to the live stream next week too. Very important. It is very important. And it's something we use every day, right? Oh, here we go. Thank you so much for your question. I want to improve my English speaking. What should I do? Excellent and perfect way to ask for advice. If you want to improve your English speaking, there are many things you could do. So listen, I'm going to use could to give you some choices. If you want to improve your English speaking, you could set up a study group with friends to practice English with. You could watch some TV shows, movies, YouTube channels, or listen to podcasts and try to repeat, imitate. You could try to meet a native English speaking friend online and practice that way. There are many things you could do. Thank you for your excellent question. You could take a walk on Arbat Street in Moscow. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Excellent suggestion. Yes, and here you used could. Excellent. Yeah, you could do this. I will wait for... Oh, thank you. I'm very happy that you're here today. If you visit my country, you should visit the pagodas. Excellent use of should. Oh, gold-covered pagodas that you ought not to miss. Oh, what a great two sentences. And you used ought not to perfectly. That's one of the more difficult ones to use, I think. Excellent job. So let's see some more. If you visit my country, you will see fantastic views. Excellent. Very good. And this is another thing. Yeah, that's a conditional. You'd better tell me in advance if you're visiting my country. I will. Don't worry. I will tell you in advance. And good. Yeah, you'd better. If I were you, I'd go to the football club to watch the match. Good. So here we would say, if I were you, I would go. So here we have a conditional way to give advice. If I were you, I would watch the match, watch the football match. Very good. Okay. Do I like to go to the movies? I do like to go to the movies. Yes. I hope that I can go see movies after COVID's over. Let's see. What is the first step I should do if I want to be an advanced English speaker? So many steps. So let me give you some advice using had better. If you want to be an advanced English speaker, you had better take my advice from earlier about practicing your speaking with friends or with an English speaking friend, or repeating after TV shows, different English media. But if you want to be an advanced English speaker, you also had better study vocabulary. Advanced English often has more of what we would call academic vocabulary. So like words we would use more in higher level books or in classrooms, things like that. It's really good to start practicing, studying, and practicing your pronunciation of those difficult words, more difficult words. Thank you for your question. Hello, Sarah and everyone. Hello. Thank you for joining today. If you visit my country, you should speak Arabic language. Yes, I would definitely have to learn. So we could say you had better learn from Arabic countries. Well, thank you for joining. Thank you for being here today. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, if you're learning English, you should watch the Paper English page. That's right. Thank you. And also check out our YouTube channel. Hello, teacher. I'm watching from Chad. Very cool. Thank you so much for joining. Excellent. I suggest that you should study British English or American English. Thank you again for your wonderful comment. That's great. And so here, you're giving two choices. Perfect. I suggest that you study one or the other. Very good. If I were you, I would adore me as a best friend. Very funny. Yes. If I were you, I'd love me. You should make a live every day. Oh, if I weren't so busy with work, I would. So just make sure to tune in every Tuesday. Oh, thank you very much for your very nice compliment. Oh, I enjoy your lesson. I'm an ESL teacher in Tanzania. I'm wondering if you could send me some course outlines for levels. I want to use you to strategize to help my students. Well, Franklin Frank, very cool to meet another ESL teacher out there. For course outlines, let's see. We do have some courses available on Udemy. We do have some courses. If you'd like to collaborate, or if you'd like some tips or lesson suggestions, you can definitely send us a message. And yeah, we'd be happy to talk with you about that for sure. If you visit my country, you have to prepare sunblock and light clothes. Oh, your country must be very hot then. And you're right. I have to wear sunblock every day. You'd better explain to us how you use the different T pronunciation. The different pronunciation of T, or could you maybe be more specific? Maybe add another comment and tell me what exactly. Do you mean the letter T? Or if I visit your country, I would go to the famous places. Yeah, very good. Hot take. What does the phrase hot take mean? Good question. Hot take is English slang, which means it's not something that we would maybe read in a book or anything. A hot take means a controversial opinion. So maybe in controversial, not popular. An unpopular opinion that maybe some people might disagree with or maybe be a little upset about. So maybe, for example, let's see, maybe many people love the movie Harry Potter. I'd say, oh, well, hot take. My hot take is I think that it is terrible. Not really. I love Harry Potter. But hot take means, yeah, my unpopular opinion. Okay, let's see. You're welcome in my country. Thank you. Can you explain if I were you again? Yes, I can. Thank you. So we use if I were you. So let's say that I'm talking to you and you are having a problem. Let's see. Maybe you're complaining, oh, I am so stressed. I don't know what to do. And if I say, if I were you, I'd, this means if I were feeling stressed, I would, right? What do I do when I'm stressed? If I were you, if I were stressed, if I had your problem, this is what I would do. So, let's say, yep, you're feeling stressed. Oh, well, what do I do when I'm stressed? When I'm stressed, I go for a walk and I read. Those help me to have less stress. So I might say, if I were you, I'd go for a walk. If I were you, I'd read a book, right? So what would I do in your situation? I hope that helps. If I were you, I would go online every day. Good lessons. Thank you. Thank you. I wish I could be online with you guys every day. I also suggest reading a book while listening to the audiobook. Oh, very good. This is a great tool for practicing and developing your speaking, right? If you're listening and reading, you can really hear how those words are pronounced. Great suggestion. I'm going to use that in the future. Thank you for your suggestion. Sorry for coming late. What about the lesson? So if you want to watch the lesson, make sure to just rewind and you can go watch it. Okay, next teacher, what is the difference between chose and choose? So chose is just the past tense of choose. So today I choose, yesterday I chose. So they're the same word, but chose is past. You used to talk about past. My listening skill is not getting better. What should I do? Briefly. Okay, listening skill. I want to give you good advice. To improve your listening, let's see. I think the easiest way is, well, I'm going to use the suggestion similar to the suggestion that our viewer Alyssa Marie gave. If you want to practice your listening, it is helpful if you are watching English shows or even reading an English book or listening to an audiobook to turn on, when you're watching something, turn on subtitles so you can listen and read. If you can listen and read at the same time, it will help you e more easily understand and develop your listening skill. And make sure to start with simple things that are easy for you to understand and slowly build to maybe a little more difficult, a little more difficult. So, subtitles or like that suggestion, listen to a book and also read same time. I mean, you pronounce T like a D in the word better. I do. Hey, good listening. And thank you for leaving a comment to be clear, to clarify. Yes, so this is one difference between American English and British English. So in British English, we might pronounce the T more clearly, like better, but I say better. So this is just, they're both correct. If you pronounce the T's in better, like better, or like the British English, better. Or if you say it with an American accent, better, then they're both correct. Often when we have the double T in a word, in American English, sounds like a D, better, wetter, setting, right? The sun is setting. The sun is setting. So often when we have that double T in the middle of a word, in American English, we pronounce it like a D. So I hope that that helps. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions. How do I apologize for bad grammar? Don't apologize. It is hard to learn another language. Don't apologize for all of the work that you have put into learning. So I'd say, don't apologize. Just try your best. People are understanding. Okay. I'm confused about A and an when it comes to phonics or vowels. I know the general rule, an or umbrella. Please explain more. Okay. So when it comes to phonics or vowels, okay. The easiest way to remember, and I hope I see, I'm going to give you a general answer. And if you think of something more specific, or if I don't give you a good enough explanation, just leave another comment. So here's what I would say. An easy way to use an, there's something in English called linked sounds. So we use an when the next word starts with a vowel, because I wouldn't want to say, it's hard to say a umbrella, two vowels, a umbrella. So I would want to say an umbrella, and I link those sounds. Actually, maybe next week we'll do the live stream we can do about linked sounds, and hopefully I can answer this question in more detail. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for, you guys are so funny in the comments. Okay, I think that's it for today. So thank you so much for watching. Again, maybe next week we'll do linked sounds and we can talk more about A and an and words like that. That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you next.